This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by our County Assessor, Steve Esponder. Good afternoon, Steve. How nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me. We're going to talk about something which maybe not many people have really taken a moment to dwell on, but it could be of great benefit to a significant number of people in our community. And that's something that's being termed the Long-Term Homeowners Property Tax Relief Program. It's a bit of a mouthful, but I think the word long-term homeowner is the point here, really. It was introduced as a result of the legislative session last year. And it benefits by 50% people who are 65 or older and have paid residential property taxes in Wyoming for 25 years or more on their primary residence. But also you're requiring that owners must live in their property for 8 months of the year. So it doesn't necessarily apply to snowbirds. And that is a program that's handled here out of your office. Can you just explain a little bit about the program and how it's actually working?
Okay, if you have lived anywhere in the state of Wyoming and paid taxes, residential property taxes, for 25 years, it does not have to be consecutive. It can be, you know, added. You know, we can add it up over several counties. I mean, some people may have lived in Camel County or Carbon County or somewhere else for a while. We just have to know their address, when they paid taxes. If you're over 65, by the time when you apply, that's the...
The date that you apply, you need to have turned 65 by then, or your spouse.
Yes.
Does your spouse have to meet those criteria too?
No, only one of you do.
Okay.
As long as you're both a taxpayer.
Do you have to have your names on the property, on the title?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. In one, it could be a trust. It could be it could be a partnership, but that doesn't happen.
Okay, so you're looking for both names. One of them needs to be over 65, and one of them needs to have lived and paid property taxes in Wyoming for over 25 years.
Correct.
If you can put all those things together, you qualify for a 50% reduction.
Yes.
And is it a reduction or a refund?
It is a reduction. Whatever your tax value or your appraised value is for next year, for 2025, when you get your tax bill, it will just be cut in half. It'll be 50% less than what it could have been or would have been otherwise.
That's quite a significant saving when property taxes are,
yes, it is,
pretty high.
You know, I would guess that the average tax bill for most residential people here is probably, you know, $3,000 to $3,500. So it's a pretty big savings.
It is a big savings. What is the process for application?
You can get a copy of the application online through the website.
And I will post a link to it here.
Okay. If you come up to our office, it only takes 5 minutes to fill it out. That's the way most people have been. Most people actually come in to get a copy of the application, and then we just fill it out for them while they're here, and then they're good. They're done. A lot of people don't realize that we do have an elevator here, because I hear a lot of complaints about the stairs, but we do have an elevator.
Okay, because you are on the second floor. Do you require both people to come in and sign it, or is it just one applicant?
Just one applicant.
Okay. And so you come in, but it's a proactive application. You won't automatically receive it unless you come and actually...
Correct.
..fill in that form.
Yes.
You don't know that people are 65 and fit those other criteria. So
yep.
It's something that you actively have to come and claim.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a time limit on which people need to have done that by?
The fourth Monday in May is the time limit. You know, we're trying to get as many people to sign up as early as possible so we don't have a big rush at the end, and it just makes it easier for...
And I think you've had a fairly steady stream of people
that
come already, but there are people out there who are still who could still apply.
And it's amazing. I mean, some information is on the back of every tax bill. A lot of people haven't seen that because they don't turn it over. It was in the paper. It's on our website. It's hard to get a hold of everybody in today's world because not everybody listens to the same media.
No, and sometimes people look at these things and they skim over them and don't think that it really applies to them. So let's just dig down a little bit on some of the detail and whether people think, oh, I'm not sure whether I really actually apply or not. What is the definition of primary residence? I mean, let's say you have a home that you've lived in and it's on a ranch. Would that qualify?
That would qualify. Yes, if you live on an agricultural parcel or the ranch, we have one site value is already applied to your account as residential land. And that it's $50,000 is what we put on as an appraised value for the land your house sits on. So you'd get the 50% off of that land, and then whatever your house is valued at, you'd get 50% off of that too. It doesn't go with the rest of the ranch, but the rest of the ranch is on production value, which is very low anyway. So that's...
So it's still a benefit. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm on agricultural, maybe think again, and you could qualify.
Yes.
Okay. But... Do you have any idea how many homeowners are probably going to be eligible in Johnson County? We know we have a skewed older population, but we also know that we have a lot of our senior population also fairly new, significant number of them are fairly new to the county.
I'm going to guess that we're probably going to see, maybe 300 to 400 people that actually will fit the criteria. I don't know that. I mean, that's a guess because I don't know how many people out there, and I don't know how old people are.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't, to be clear, you don't carry that information. You don't have that tucked away somewhere in the back of your computer. You don't. Okay. So people should come in, they should sign up, and you will filter that out. Do they need to prove anything? Do they need to bring anything with them?
It would be good if they brought their ID, just to say, especially if there's somebody that's newer to the area, newer to Buffalo, Some people I'm just going to know because I've known you.
But you don't want a deed or a title or anything that just says...
No, look that up. We're going to know. The parcel is going to be in their name. We'll look that up while they're here. The applicant just needs to match the ID. That's all we're really looking at. You have to be 65,
Yes. So is there anything that somebody has to actually sign and sort of swear that they're legally doing the correct thing?
Yes, the affidavit requires... Basically requires your name, how your property is deeded. If it's a trust, then we have to just write the trust down. You have to list on here the dates that you've paid taxes on certain addresses. If you've been in the same place since before 2000, it doesn't really matter because that's 25 years. We don't have to go back to when you first moved to Wyoming. We just have to cover 25 years. If it takes two or three different addresses that you've lived at to do that, then we just need to know the dates just by year. 1999 to 2010, you might have lived in a certain place. And then you're going to sign an affidavit that says that you're being truthful, that you do live in your house 8 months out of the year, that you are 65 or older, and you have paid taxes for 25 years.
So the program... is good for how long? Is it this indefinite program, or does it have a time limit?
It has a time limit. It's right now it's good for 2025 and 2026.
Okay, so this year's and next year's, next year I should say, because we're in 2024 now, but your tax bill for next year and the year after would see the 50% reduction. Do you have to sign up twice?
We're not clear on that yet. Since this is a new project for everybody, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to just... I don't.
And we also don't know whether there's, the next session, whether there are going to be legislative changes as well, and whether, there's a great desire to see property tax reform. But we don't know what's going to happen there and what the implication would then be for this program, I suppose.
Correct. I think since this is in for 2 years, it will be for 2 years. I don't think that's going to go away. How we're going to sign up for next year, I'm not sure if we can just roll it forward, or we probably need some kind of verification that you still live in your home and that, I'm not sure. We haven't got a direction from that, from the Department of Revenue at this point.
Okay, so you're going to cross that bridge when you come to it. One of the things that comes to mind when people talk about property tax is that they are there to generate the income that we use for our local infrastructure. Property tax stays within the locality in which it's generated, so it stays within the county. If you see a reduction by 50%, individual property owners are, of course, very happy about that. Any reduction is a good one. But is there going to be an implication for funding and of services and the infrastructure? We're not talking about a huge number of people, but we are talking about, you know, a reduction in funds at a time when, you know, there just doesn't seem to be enough money to go around for everything.
Well, there's, you know, obviously there'll be a reduction in funds. I don't think it's going to have a great impact on Johnson County because we do get a lot of money from oil and gas, sand and gravel, uranium, those things. And those things within themselves is very immensely year to year. I mean, if oil prices are up, then we have more money. But still, it's going to have an effect on, you know, when you take 400 houses and cut those taxes in half, I mean, that's going to short some entities some money at some point.
Okay, and it's yet to be seen what that's going to be because you don't know how many property owners are going to come forward and claim this, and you also therefore don't know what the total sum of money is going to be.
Correct.
Well, I hope we can check in with you on that sometime.
You know, and along with this, we also have the tax cap, the 4% cap that will include land this year. That takes away from our county entities spending as well. Last year, I don't have the number in front of me. Should I look that up? But I think it was over $1 million in taxes that were capped off of people's accounts, and that's going to be again going forward. It'll be another tax cap. So I'm not sure if we're going to go up or down in tax or appraised value this year. Last year we stayed pretty even.
You don't have a sense yet of how it's going to be.
It's looking like it may be going up a little bit. Not anything like it had in the past, but with the 4% cap, I don't think it, I mean.
It provides a natural ceiling, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
A 4% cap. I mean, just that, and that's the point of it.
Right.
Is that there is a cap, so there isn't this aggressive burden of leaping upwards, you know, year on year. It can't do that. Well, Steve, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to know, you would like taxpayers to know before they come into your office to maybe look at claiming this tax?
Well, one thing that I would like to just put out there, there's an Amendment A that's going to be on the ballot next week, or for those of you who are voting early. I think there's a lot of confusion on that. Basically, what the Amendment A will do or can do is going to it will make residential a new classification for taxable, just taxable homes and taxable entities. If they pass that, then residential has the ability to go less than 9.5%, which is currently what houses, commercial and agriculture all get taxed at 9.5% tax rate. If we can make residential separate, then there's a chance that they could drop that down to 8% or 7.5% or something less than 9.5%. And that would decrease taxes for homeowners as well. I don't see that there's a bad thing that could happen with this. I mean, if we vote for the residential classification and they don't change the tax rate, then everything stays the same. But there's the ability that will give them the ability to change the tax rate. So I think that the Amendment A is a good thing. And
do you have a sense of what other county assessors around the state are feeling? Are they for or against?
I think almost all the county assessors are for the Amendment A. It would make it easier. It's more uniform. It treats everybody the same. I mean, everybody would get a decrease in their taxes if they change the tax rate.
Well, thank you for your comments on that. And I will also provide a link for listeners to a piece that actually does talk exactly about the fors and against for Amendment A. So you can listen in and get more detail if you're not really confident that you understand everything that's being up for vote here. So, Steve, thank you very much indeed for spending some time with 307 Net Info talking about the long-term homeowners property tax, which is quite a mouthful. But I would encourage, and I'm sure you would, people to come in and see whether they qualify.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.